Dearly beloved, gathered here today, you are here for a unique reason. You have been invited to receive a ray of light that hasn't been present on this planet for a very long time. It's been eons since it's been able to place a light of this vibration on this planet. We invite you to open your heart wide to receive this light, this loving vibration, and feel it merge with your soul. Your bodies have been prepped for this moment so that you could receive the vibration that is coming through right now. We urge you to stay grounded, to stay open and present, and even if you feel specific physical sensations in your body, know that it's all part of the alignment, the up-leveling, and the energy that you are about to receive. You are here, each and every one of you, because you have a special mission on this planet. You have taken an oath to bring forth part of your soul in this life and in this lifetime. You have pledged your allegiance to the clan that you descend from. You have each vowed to uphold the traditions, the beliefs, and the behavior that are an innate part of being a part of that clan. There's two clans specifically that we want to bring forward. The first is the clan of the Keepers of the Truth. They are here to uphold a high standard of communication, of interaction, of upholding each and every one of you to the highest level of ethical achievement, the highest level of honor for yourself and for others. You have each received an initiation long ago, before you became incarnate here on this planet. And you've taken up the task to be a torchbearer. Oh, that gives me chills. To bring down the light here on the planet and share it with those you love, those you meet, those you connect with. And each of you do so in your own unique way, whether that's through talking and interaction, through shaking hands or looking someone in the eye. You each have your own unique version of communication and affecting the others around you. Mere being in your presence is uplifting in itself. And you are not yet consciously aware of the light that you carry, and the truth that you hold so close to your heart that even you have forgotten. Forgotten what you've here to bring, the seed that you carry in your soul, the energy and the vibration that is now urged to come forward. Allow this seed to come to the surface for each and every one of you. Perhaps you're able to envision it in your mind's eye. You might feel it in your physical body, or even see it later when you open up your eyes again. There might be a moment in the near future where you see something that so resembles this spark, this seed that we now speak of, that you should not hesitate to make that connection. That you allow yourself to recognize what it is and what it may look like in your perspective. There is no right or wrong. There is only the energetic vibration that you recognize in something that holds value to you. That might be an object, a location, a person, or even a situation. For some of you, there is divine timing in play. And while you might not be able to recognize it just now, you will see it very, very soon. We promise you that. We ask you to hold your head high, to lift up your chin just a bit so that the energy can flow even more freely from the top of your head, from your crown, down the tube, along your spine, all the way down into the earth. Feel the energy flow freely. Feel how the divine wisdom pours in, supporting you, supporting your body, supporting your energetic system. Feel how you're being uplifted, how you're carried, how you're supported and surrounded with love and eternal light. Feel the love and the light being showered over you, poured on you, and receive it with open arms. Allow it to permeate your entire being, your physical system, your energetic body, your emotions, even your mind. Open all that you are to this energy and this vibration, knowing that you can only receive that which is in your highest good, that will support you on your personal path, on your unique journey. For each of you carry a seed in your soul that is meant to come forward right now. We urge you to allow it to come to the surface even further. And if you're afraid for what you might be calling forward, know that this was installed before you became incarnate in this body. It is a seed coming directly from your soul. And if you want, you can see in your mind's eye the journey that it has traveled from your soul to this physical body, this physical being. Feel the energy rise up through the floor into your body, from the heavens down below, opening your crown, your heart, your third eye, your solar plexus, your base chakra, and all the other ones for which some of you don't even have names. Open them all wide so that you can receive the love and the light that is here for you right now. Feel the tingling in your body. Feel the changes that it's going through. And follow whatever urge your physical body has. Follow whatever urge, whether that's to stretch your legs, take a sip of water, rotate your shoulders. Feel free to do what it is that you need so that you can fully receive this energy in all of your bodies, in all the dimensions, in all of time and space. Feel how you're sitting here, how the energy is pulsating around you. Feel how thick the energy is, that you can almost grab it or cut it with a knife. Feel the density of the vibration, the power that is here, that is present in you and around you. Know that you are here to receive the next level of your initiation, the next step on your path, on your journey. For each and every one of you is about to embark on the next leg of their travels. Allow yourself to be surprised by the people, the events, situations that will come forth. You might make new friends, perhaps let go of old ones. You might discover new talents, new ambitions, new desires. Feeling that you might be less inclined to do some of the things that have brought you this far. Grieve not for what you're letting go, because it has served its purpose. It has brought you right here, right now. And you are so blessed to be here on this planet, on this exact moment. Humanity is on the verge of a breakthrough. Many things are aligning and being put in place. The disturbances that you see around you are a herald of what is yet to come. Everything that's being stirred up, making room for new events, for new energies to seed and to take place. For sometimes things need to be released in order to make place for the next generation of energy, of souls, of ideas, of situations, of beliefs. You're ready to let go of outdated beliefs of how you are supposed to create and manifest here on this planet. You're invited to open up your eyes, your mind's eye, your inner eye, to the possibilities that now lay before you. The possibilities to manifest and to create with deeper intensity, with higher impact, and with shorter turnaround times. Do not let yourself be delayed or digressed by what you think needs to take place before something can happen. Allow yourself to see what it is that you want to achieve, and then allow it to unfold. Trusting your heart and your inner knowing, taking inspired actions to make that happen without being derailed by your mind or what you think should be done or received. There is no set timeline that you cannot change, for it is you who creates directly from the creator, the source energy. You're able to manifest in this moment. What is holding you back is your mind, your own beliefs, your inner system. The more you're able to overcome these obstacles, the more you're able to allow the full flow from source directly through you into your life, the more you will see evidence of the powers that manifest. The more you will able to allow beauty and love, gratitude and relief into your life and that of those you touch. We speak not of creating a life of abundance just for yourself. We speak of a life of fulfillment and joy, of utmost intensity, of knowing that each and every single day You can live with a smile on your face and with love in your heart, with joy in your soul, that you can reach higher and further, and that these self-imposed ceilings or limitations of the amount of love or joy, gratitude or abundance you can or should allow into your life and that of those around you are no longer true. You can release them as if they've never been. Feel the source energy in you and around you and allow it to come forth through you. And so it is. Take a moment to allow the energy to settle in your physical body, in your energetic system, allowing your awareness and your attention to return to this space and to this moment, making sure that you come back with all of your energy into this dimension, into this channel. And before you open up your eyes, let's take a moment to take a deep breath to ingrain the energies that have just come through and that are still permeating our body. Take a deep breath in. And release. And feel how your awareness is returning slowly to your physical system, to how you're sitting here. Maybe you can wiggle your toes and your fingers, stretching your body. Returning fully here in this space. And in your own time, you can open up your eyes.